So in this message of today, we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians 14. We're going to focus on verses 34 through 35, and in just an overview of the passage as we get into it. Paul continues on his talk about using gifts to edify and build up the church. But he throws something in here that in verses 34 and 35 that are really interesting, and it seems to be in some circles of the church to be a very controversial passage, along with others that are related to this one. But it says, "As in all the churches of the saints, the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. If there is anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church." Now, when I read this, I was conflicted, just simply because my wife, who is extremely talented in so many areas and has the gift of communication, and she's a great teacher. She's personable. She's likable. She's got a ton of charisma. When I read this verse, I think of her and her wanting to do certain things, but can't because of this scripture. So when I read it, I was thinking, well, one, let's dig a little bit. But before I start reading some of the scriptures that I've looked up, I want to say there is a lot to this passage and the passages that I will refer to later. So when you listen to me read them or reference them, look them up for yourself. Dive into this issue. Because it is a very touchy subject. It's one that requires not a knee-jerk reaction, but more so in-depth study and a knowledge of Scripture and a willingness to learn more about the subject to be better equipped to talk about it and even debate about it. So when I looked up the scriptures, the first thing I looked up was why. Why is this the case? When I look at the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. If there is anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. And the first thing I want to look at is this word submission. This word submission is referenced to women in four other passages. This one, Colossians 3:18, Ephesians 5:22 through 24, and 1 Timothy 2:11 through 14. We're going to look at 1 Timothy, but I again implore you to look up Colossians 3:18 and Ephesians 5:22 through 24 on your own. That talks specifically about women in the church. This is one of the reasons why our church believes that this is not a cultural issue, that it is relevant today as it was back in the day, because it's located in multiple areas of the Bible. Even in this passage, we see that it is as the law also says. So there's an element of non-culturalism here, that because it's located in different letters and different cultures itself, it is a universal law, not a not just for one church. So, but I want to look at 1 Timothy 2. Now, 1 Timothy 2 explains a little bit why. John Piper says that there are two reasons in which Scripture says that the reason why women are not allowed to speak in church. And verse 11 says, "Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over man. Rather, she is to remain quiet." This is repeating what we just said in 1 Corinthians 14. But then he says why. This is, it's interesting because in the last passage, the verse before that, verse 33, talks about how God is not a God of confusion. And so he gives us these answers. He says, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. And so the first thing is we see a level of authority in creation. This is not a level of importance. This is not saying that man is more important or women are less important. This is not an inferiority thing. This is a man and woman are equal in the eyes of God, but there is an authority put in place. And that authority is in Adam because he was formed first, then Eve. And then in verse 14 it says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. So we see that Eve was the one that was tempted first and sinned first, which means there was a reaction first before man. And that could have a lot of, you could analyze that and say a bunch of things about that, but I don't want to go into that because I don't want to assume anything about women or men that's not there. The thing that I do notice here in this passage, one, is Eve was willing to take the chance where the man, Adam, was willing to stand back and watch her. And by the way, I think that that is the fault of Adam too. And I see that in our culture today where the men are not willing to step up and be men. And the women who have all of these gifts to speak, to do the charisma, all of these personable teaching gifts, they have to stand back and watch their husbands stand there. And they go, or the men, not just their husbands, but the men in general, stand there and wait for them to act when they're like, we could be doing this right now. Like, and that's one of the problems, I think, of today's culture is that men aren't stepping up and women are like, well, if you're not, I'm going to. And I would even say kudos to women who are willing to step out for the gospel when the men aren't. But in church, this is where, one, if the men aren't stepping up, they're in the wrong. They're doing something wrong. If women are stepping up in the church, in the area of pastorship or pastoral role, that is wrong. They should be encouraging the men to do these things. The second thing, when it says Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor, this has a lot of implications, and a lot of people have studied this scripture to say that women are more act on feelings than men, which is a possibility, but I also think that could be cultural. And so in that, women are now not allowed to speak publicly in church as a pastoral role. So when we looked at, is this cultural? No, because it's located in several areas of scripture for different cities of different cultures. The next thing is, what exactly does it mean to be silent and submissive? Well, one, we have to clarify that submission is under the husband. Submission is not under every man. So a woman, when she is married, now is submissive under her husband. And then the authority in the church goes to man. So as in the pastor role, the elder role is then the authority. And those should be men, as stated if you read in 1 Timothy 2. So the men are the authority. Women are under the authority of the elders in the church, but she is submissive to her husband. Before marriage, you are submissive to your father. So the role changes when you get, the person changes when you get married, but the role stays the same. It's submissive under father or husband. So then, what does this mean for women today? What can they do? Well, located in Romans, I love this piece of scripture, Romans 16. One, women can still be leaders. This does not mean that women can't be leaders. So women can teach in the church. They just cannot be an elder or a pastor or a priest or a reverend of the church as located in scripture. They cannot be speaking to or into or correcting in that manner. But women can be leaders. Outside the church, women can be leaders. Women can step up and play those roles in culture and society. And I would highly encourage that. And I think God does too, using your gifts to glorify God and to build up the church. These are things that women and men should be doing. The other thing, women can do things inside the church. Located in Romans 16, we see women doing things in the church. When Paul, he says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints. You see Prisca and Aquila, Prisca was a woman. You see verse 6, greet Mary who has worked hard for you. You even, there are deacon, a woman that's a deacon located in this piece of scripture. There, that's a woman. I mean, it's really cool what God has done for women. I will say, though, that in all of these things, we have to remember what the Bible says, that women are still to remain submissive to their husbands. And so I do believe at this time in the church of Corinth, there was issues with women not being submissive. The women were often correcting and not correcting in necessarily in love, but calling people out. They were being, again, submissive in different areas. And God takes this and he gives this command of authority. And so he puts the roles in place. And that's where we see this verse. But at the end, in verse 40, the end of this chapter, it says, but all things should be done decently and in order. This is one of those things, those commands for women. This is one of those orders. And now I want all women to be encouraged to know that women are not the only ones that have received orders concerning the church. Because men, located in 1 Timothy, in 1 Timothy 2, it says, that I desire that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. So but that's before he gets into talking about women. And so women, if the men are not doing that, they're also in the wrong. And so are they bickering? Are they praying? Are they lifting hands? So lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. They're worshiping the Lord without anger in their hearts. They're not quarreling with one another over the color of the carpet in the church. So be encouraged that both sides are getting commands. And know that God loves you and that he has a role for you in the church. It has nothing to do with equality between men and women, but rather use this as an opportunity to glorify God in obeying his command and his order in the church concerning authority.